If there is no struggle, there is no progress. Frederick Douglass. Some of you might wonder about why one should actually attempt to lose weight when taking a fantasy cruise. Yet in my recent experience from our recent Caribbean Sea adventure, my current loss of 7 pounds has definitely made a difference in my self-esteem and consequent motivation to proceed with this process. So I'd like to just cut to the chase concerning this matter. Know then that such leisurely sea travel seemed to affect my mindset much differently than how I normally proceeded with my daily routine at home. In such case, I first of all anticipated myself cruising the Caribbean less susceptible to such persuasive influences back home as 1. Continuous media advertising of unhealthy food, 2. Evening pressure to socialize around food, and 3. Overdependence on eating out at fast food venues via my car. For it seemed obvious to me in those slower sea travel moments that various combinations of these factors had encouraged me to either relinquish self-control of my better health sense or to become more sedentary in South Florida each day. Being granted more leisurely time to detach from such home life obsessions on the cruise, I now began to allot time for tracking my daily weight and exercise progress with health-related apps loaded on my iPhone. In this way, I could gain a more complete picture of nutrition, exercise, and other health changes that appeared to be more productive than just jumping on my weight scale at home. With regard to nutrition, during those food-tempting trips to the buffet deck for each meal on our cruise, the eye test proved to be my most effective tool for sticking to my plan. Thus I began to examine closely my chosen plate selection for each meal for sufficient vegetable, fruit, salad, and protein distribution, along with skipping desserts and bread for sure. I also became more aware how my habit of piling on my typical portions of calorie-ridden condiments like salad dressings, gravies, and other carb-filled sauces would need to stop, as my wife taught me to dip and sample for small tastes of these precious seasonings. In lieu of drinking those addictive sodas and fruit drinks, I began to substitute water as well. So now that I'm home again, the real work begins. For serious changes to my daily routine must now be made on a more long-term basis. I must stop trying to reward myself with food, such as giving in to an enticing Subway sandwich deal or Panda Express walk special at my impulsive whim. With health matters coming first now, I'm in addition getting more serious about using my Silver Sneakers membership at the local gym. Accordingly, with age-related conditions in mind, a continuance of my gentle yoga practice and periodic massage schedule means that there's both a yang versus yin commitment that I must also undertake to obtain successful completion of this plan. With our 10-day tour of Ecuador coming up in late March, I foresee a fairly rigorous adventure for us ahead. Hopefully, I will have reached my goal of 10 pounds shed by the time we board our flight to Quito then. In the meantime, I'll learn to enjoy each moment on my own terms without obsessing on living too much to eat for a change.